Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 8th, 2020. I'm Rich Drappolino. Bloomberg reports that Airbnb saw more nights booked for U.S. listings from May 17th through June 3rd than it did in 2019, and has seen a similar boost in domestic travel in other markets, with more listings available now than prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to CEO Brian Chesky, overall search queries are down about 10% in the year, but that bookings within 200 miles of a user's home accounted for more than 50% in May compared to less than a third in February. Co-founder of Reddit, Alex Ohanian, resigned from Reddit's board of directors Friday. Ohanian said on Twitter he has urged the board to fill the seat with a black candidate, and Reddit CEO Steve Huffman said the company would honor that request. Ohanian also promised to use future gains from his Reddit stock holdings to serve the black community, starting with a $1 million pledge to the Know Your Rights camp. Ohanian's wife and daughter are black. Facebook published new group moderation guidelines in response to moderators deleting posts regarding the Black Lives Matter movement and injustice as, quote, political. Rather than simply banning all political posts, Facebook recommends groups create specific lists of topics that aren't allowed. Facebook also recommended mods educate themselves on the issues, create opportunities for new and diverse members to join as moderators, and acknowledge current events with a post that outlines group rules. A study from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety estimates that autonomous cars would prevent about one-third of U.S. car crashes if all cars on the road were autonomous. Autonomous cars will be better at identifying hazards, react faster, and not suffer distractions. The problem comes when events happen too fast for even a computer to react to, such as a bicycle unexpectedly veering into a car's path. Autonomous cars are not expected to be able to prevent all errors and misjudgments. A group of autonomous vehicle makers called Partners for Automated Vehicle Education pointed out the study assumed humans could alter a car's program to break traffic laws, which account for another 38% of all crashes. Apple published password manager resources on GitHub, designed for developers of password managers to create strong passwords that are compatible with popular websites. The resources include the requirements of particular websites to generate compatible passwords, groups of websites with shared credential backends, and URLs of sites to change passwords. Apple hopes the resources will improve overall quality of all password managers and provide an incentive for websites to use standards to improve password manager compatibility. DuckDuckGo CEO Gabriel Weinberg told Bloomberg that officials investigating Google for antitrust violations asked him about the idea of forcing Google to offer search alternatives on Android and in Chrome. U.S. state and federal investigators are examining Google's dominance in mobile OS, digital advertising, and other businesses. Twitter user Yannick Eckel noticed that when visiting the cryptocurrency exchange Binance in the browser automatically redirected to an affiliate version of the URL, and review of the browser code on GitHub found similar redirects for the exchange's Ledger, Trezor, and Coinbase. According to Brave CEO Brendan Eich, the redirects have since been removed, and he promised to never revise typed-in domains again. According to Eich, the redirects never revealed any user information. A new survey by the digital safety app maker Questodio, looking at children aged 4 to 14, found they spend an average of 85 minutes a day watching YouTube and 80 minutes a day on TikTok. The survey looked at 60,000 families with children in the US, UK, and Spain. YouTube is used by 69% of kids surveyed in the U.S., with only 7% using the YouTube Kids app. The second most watched video app by kids in the U.S. is Netflix, with 33% watching, followed by TikTok, with 16.5%. While time on YouTube dipped a few minutes on the year in each country, the U.S. saw average minutes on TikTok increase 116% from May 2019 through February 2020. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that, according to sources, Apple is preparing to roll out interest-free payments on Apple devices paid with the Apple Card. The company will reportedly offer 12 months interest-free payments on iPads, Macs, Apple Pencil, and iPad keyboards, with 6 months no interest on AirPods, Apple TV, and HomePod. Last year, Apple introduced 24-month 0% financing on iPhone models paid with the Apple Card. And finally, Apple was granted a patent on software to create synthetic group selfies. The patent outlines an Apple device user inviting others to be part of the selfie, with software arranging still photos, stored video images, or live streaming images into a single photo. Users would keep that original image and the synthetic selfie, as well as be able to modify the placement of people in that synthetic image. Apple originally filed the patent in 2018. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.